हाँ, दिस इज एप्लीकेशन फॉर जाशुवन रिम्बर्गिनी पेशेंट, JASHAWNWIMBERLY, जाशुवन और जाशा रिम्बर्गिनी, वन सेकेंड, JASHAWNWIMBERLY। The right leg, which gets numb. No improvement. Automobile accident, you follow the patient.
To the
accident that occurred on 6/11/2022 as a restrained driver. So turning in a charger car with a dog and on the freeway. So traveling on freeway 696 and Southfield. She reports that the traffic has come to slow down on the freeway.
While she was there,
somebody rear-ended at 60 miles an hour. It appears that he was rolling down some weed through smoke. The approximate speed of her car was, his car was 5 miles, and the speed of the other car was 60 to 70 miles. He was not restrained, he was not wearing the seat belts, it appears, and then airbag was not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene, and he was taken by ambulance to a hospital. Homewood Hospital. Thereafter, he starts seeing his family calculation. The car was damaged in the whole rear end, and it is not total. The exhaust pipe fell down, and no other major damage was reported. In the investigation report, that at the time of accident, he hit his head to the steering wheel and then to the headrest, leading to whiplash and headache. Moderately severe headaches that are almost sudden on the scale of 1 to 10, looking on the front of the head only, and they are moderate in intensity and off and on in frequency, sensitivity to the light only without any nausea, vomiting, fever, aura. As reports of dizziness, and lack of focus, lack of concentration, and blurred vision in the TBI. In addition, patient suffering from lightheadedness, numbness, staining of the right leg, and posteriorly, denied any weakness, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue, incontinence of bowel or urine, no anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance or cerebral seizure. And regarding the pain, patient report that he is suffering from pain in his legs, his pains are constantly present, and he receives it to me. As follows: running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, reaching into cabins are affected 9, walking, standing is affected 8, feeding is affected 7. According to the patient, she can walk okay, and sitting and standing is and occasionally can be different. At a Henry Ford motor company, Ford Motor Company, and he's on assembly line. He grabs the part to put them into the line. Back to 10 pound heavy all day long. He has to stand all day long. So no job. Physical examination, vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 117 over 79, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100, and 5 feet 10 inches is wide, 141 pound is the weight. This 21-year-old African-American man, patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic, good attitude, demeanor, patient hygiene is normal, patient is able to walk reasonably well and independent without using any cane. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological and musculature examination. In the musculature examination, please mention that there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles on the left side from L1 to L5, moderate spasm, but no tenderness. Or trigger points noticed. Rest of the muscles are completely normal. Please use the template to type it. Weight is normal. Musculoskeletal is normal. Patient normal from the spine tenderness. With mild to moderate spasm, but no hypotonicity or trigger points. Range of motion. For the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 40. In the cervical spine, how the sign was on 50 negative. Turning sign. Positive Lerma test was positive, destruction test was positive, Sotal test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Lewis test, Lerma test are negative. In lumbar spine, Bridges conic test is negative. Stress aggressive test was positive. Bilateral at 30 degrees. Contralateral aggressive test was positive. Also called cross leg test. Breger test was negative. Time test was positive. Bevel test was negative. Sacroiliac joint. Tender and standing flexion test is negative, field compression test is negative, and test you test negative, photo test negative, transplant test is negative. Interval fine. No
radiation of pain.
V89.2XXT, general, V89.2XXT. Z79.891, R26.2. CNS R51. R42. Nerve M79.2, muscle M60.9, minimal, M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.2054.12, S13.4, SSA. Plan of care from template. Treatment plan is as follows: physical therapy and chiropractic in order. Especially focusing on the cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, the spine traction, massage. Disability. Is checked out. Medication? Non-narcotic. Mobic. Elevin, 25 milligram daily for sleep and GAD disorder pain relief. Lyrica, 50 twice a day for pain relief. Furoset, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. Lidoprovimid for topical pain relief. For narcotic analgesics are provided to relieve the pain which is severely affecting life function and sleep. This is provided with Fortran. Non-pharmacological modalities from exercise plan is referred to psychiatrists, fitness clubs. Review the available MRI and other imaging records. No records are available at this time. Intensive pain. The patient has only dizziness and vertigo, actually dizziness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and blood vision. We keep an eye if the symptoms are worsening and will order a neuropsychiatrist. So, vision of attended care, care for third. Patient is provided with a battery of food. Ordering the number of the physical symptoms. The patient has been provided with a back brace, neck brace, and pants unit. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact.